sports have started back up amidst COVID-19, and the Ontario Hockey League is one of the only leagues that have yet to make a return. But luckily for players and fans, this may change soon enough. In late September, the OHL announced that training camps for players will start on November 15th, just over 2 months later than their regular season. Expedition games will take place on November 20th and go until the 29th. After this, the regular season will hopefully officially begin on the 1st of December. 20-year-old Owen Robinson from the Sudbury Wolves shares his excitement about heading back to the rink.
It was different watching NHL playoffs in the summer, and you kind of get the taste of wanting to come back and get things rolling again and see how hard those guys compete, and it kind of just gets you fired up to get back into the game mode, and you know, everyone's just kind of sick and tired of this pandemic, and we're definitely excited to get back to what our normal lifestyle is, which is playing hockey games in front of a sold-out crowd.
The season cannot start without some adjustments because of the ongoing pandemic. League officials still have yet to announce all the changes to rules and regulations for this season, but as of right now, they have made it clear that there will only be interconference games this year. This means that teams will only be playing within their division. For the local team, the Kitchener Rangers, this means that they will only face teams that are part of the Midwest Division. Sam Alfano is a rookie for the Peterborough Petes this year, and in a phone interview with Spoke, he talked about the interconference plays.
It's going to be a very more condensed schedule, obviously because we're starting later and we can't end too late. It's going to end probably around late May, I think, around there, and it's going to be only interconference play to limit traveling, and for right now, that's all I know.
Part of the reasoning for the late start to this year's season comes down to the lack of funding that will take place because of COVID-19. The league makes its money from fans, gate fees, and donations, which have come to an obvious halt as a result of the pandemic. Unlike junior leagues who pay to play the game, OHL players are the ones being paid to play. But playing in their own division this year will help lessen the cost of the season. Money that would be spent on travel and overnight stays will no longer be an issue. Not only are players excited to get back into the game, fans are also excited to show their local team support. But in order to keep everyone safe and follow the health and safety guidelines that have been put into place, fans must show their support from a distance. As of right now, the answer to whether or not fans will be allowed to watch the games within the stadium is still unknown. Robinson shared how it's important for him and the other players in the league to have fans attend the game because that's who they're playing for.
I do know that the teams rely on gate fees to help their revenue and the lower costs, and I'm not too sure of the financial side of things, but I know it'll be very difficult for teams to somehow run without fans in the barns and stuff like that. So they haven't said anything, it's just all rumors, and personally I hope that we are playing in front of fans because that's what it's all about. It's an entertaining game and we're there to entertain people.
Support our local team, the Kitchener Rangers, by checking them out on social media with the handle @KitchenerRangers. Also, make sure to check out the OHL's website for daily updates on the upcoming season. For Spoke News, I'm Sam Smewing.